What is up, Scrub fam? Today I have Isaiah and Neil. Neil just coming off of a second place finish with Toa. We'll get into it a little bit later, but this is the first episode of the podcast. I hope you guys all enjoy, and please do subscribe to the channel and check out where it's going to be on Castbox. You can download it and you can take it with you on the go to work, stuff like that. So, yeah, you guys want to introduce yourself?
Well, I guess I'll go. My name is Isaiah. Part of Team Dabbers, and yeah, I mean, I'm just a scrub. A scrub, that's all.
And my name is Neil. Like you said, I got a second place at the latest Richmond Regional using TOA, also part of Team Dabbers, and
And if I'm
also a
not
scrub.
Yeah, if I'm not, I was gonna say, if not mistaken, you're one of the scrub fam.
Definitely scrub fam is best
So
fam.
Isaiah says he's a scrub, but he bodied me in Charlotte. Ugh, I felt so bad. But I didn't even know what that deck
Look,
did, in all
man.
honesty. So, wait, funny story.
Look,
Can I
man,
just
we.
t can I talk about the hit play I did?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to do this for too long, but this is the fastest time I've scooped my cards up ever in my entire life. I was playing blue red Gogeta ramp,
Gogeta.
yeah,
Yeah.
and I play a
Okay,
hit
that
and look
makes
at his
sense.
hand and I see four power bursts.
Yeah, I think my
And
hand was like four power
I think
bursts
it was a
and
Demigrus
like
secret
two
rare.
balls or something.
I think there was
Oh
a
yeah.
Demigrus secret rare. It was four power bursts and a Demigrus. I was like, yeah, I don't want
Oh,
this game.
so this is the Kidku deck.
Yeah, I was like,
this is a Charlotte.
yeah, where he got
Oh yeah,
second
that
place.
was a yeah, he like played hit and my hand was like Demigra, like 2 4-star balls and like 4 power bursts, and I
That
was just
is
like, I'm
so
so
gross.
sorry.
That is
Like
so
it's,
gross.
but
Zeno too. I was like, no way.
yeah. No, he had like 14 or 15 cards in hand, but I had like 8 battle cards, so he chain Zenoed me and my hand was straight gas.
It was bad. It was an awful experience, but it's just funny. I love telling this story.
Oh
So talking to them a little bit previously before recording this, and Isaiah talked about how him and Neil worked on the deck a lot. So do you guys want to give some information on TOA, your thought process going into it, kind of the twists and turns, the journey along making the
funny.
deck?
Funny little story. The deck actually started off because we wanted to try out the 13 chain. The
Oh
13 engine? That's how the deck started. It's like we started off as like, hey, we read these 13 cards. We're like, oh, there's something here. This has to be fire, right? And so we tested it out with like 17 lead. I was like, all right, this is not working. So like one day, it's not just me and Isaiah, it's me and Isaiah and our other teammates. So I go over, he's like, wait a minute. This set four mirror leader is a self-awakener. That's just what we need, right? And so we put the deck together, putting a 13 chain and the mirror chain, and like the 13 chain just wasn't working. But the mirror chain's fire.
Oh man, like that 13 chain, like it ran into so much barrier, so it just wasn't working. But I was like, man, I'm winning all of my games with like the mirror chain, so let's just figure this out.
And
But
so we decided to give TOA a try, even though everybody was convinced that the leader doesn't do anything because it doesn't draw. But I mean, it worked out in the end. It's like we realized, like, oh man,
like
is the stones.
yeah, like most of the games I would say like that I was playing on Untap, I think I went through like maybe 4 or 5 different versions. Like I was going like every single day, I was sending them like a new revised version of the deck every single day.
And then I would look at it and I'm just like, I'm not sure how this would work, but this is actually pretty cool. And it was just like a back and forth process until we found something we really liked.
Like I think because I got a top 8 with Toa in, what was it,
Was it the
Ohio?
Gorillas? Yeah.
I got top 8 with Toa, and I was playing like roughly like something close to what Neil played and got second We just didn't bring all the cards with us.
Right. I think I only really changed like 3-4 cards off of the initial build that you played.
Yeah.
And honestly, most of those cards came from the Demeter deck that I already had built. It's just like most of those cards was like, all right, we take out these cards and we stuff in these 12 mirror cards. And it was basically the list.
Yeah, that was basically it. Huh.
That's interesting. I know you had a really tough time, Isaiah, figuring out what to play for Ohio. And you just decided, you're like, I'm just going to play Toa. You know what? Forget it. And then,
yeah, because it was like, so the funny part is like that morning, I kept asking them to build like Kid Ku stuff, but they just gave me, Toa. And okay, I was like, all right, I'm going to, like, I sleeved up the whole deck, and then they showed me all of the Kid Ku cards that I could have used, and I'm just like, you guys are douchebags.
Wow.
We really didn't want you to play Kid Ku, because you wanted to play some weird, like, out there Kid Ku build. It's like, stop.
Oh, yeah, I was going to play, like, some, like, red-green, like, combo arrival stuff. Like, I was going straight trash can.
You even, I think at one point in one of the chats I'm in with you, you said you were going to play set one Vegeta. It's like, oh boy. It's like, this weekend might be really interesting.
Dude, I didn't know what I was going to play that weekend. But yeah, so it just worked out for me. And then I think Neil, actually, funny enough, was going to take Kid Ku at first. And then I was like, no, man, just play Toa.
So the same thing,
and I was like, all right, I got this.
The same thing they did to you, you did to him, basically.
Well, basically, like, because the only thing that we did was, like, the cards that we ended up changing from my version to his, like, we just collabed on it and worked out, like, just certain card numbers and ratios, and that was really it.
Because the list was already pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you take any inspiration from Peter's list, Zap's list? I know Zap put out a list. Any inspiration?
And I know Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas played at AAC.
When it comes to those lists, I did watch Zap's him building the deck, and the main thing that I took away was he brought out this this calculator saying, like, oh, I want to make sure I have 85% chance of hitting a card off of the Toa. And I'm just like, you know what? 85 is not good enough. We got to bump this up tonight.
Yeah, like, I think
that was the main takeaway.
Yeah, like, being honest with you, it's really hard to say inspiration wise because I think probably the only real inspiration was the number of Toas that was played in both players' decks, because like I was bouncing around from like the one drop being like really good and then realizing it's like complete trash.
Right. And when it comes to like Gatani, I didn't really look at his Toa list, but I definitely took inspiration from his Demeter list, because the moment that he topped with that, I just took that deck, ran with it, and just like made it as best as I could, and then we just switched that right over into Toa.
Yeah.
Cause like the one drop Tokitoki package into the regulator Vegeta is just too good not
so,
to play.
So yeah, that's so good.
Oh yeah, I remember it was the AC Invitational, and it was the day before team. It was Thursday, and Peter was hanging out playing Argent, and I went up to him, and he was talking about the Toa deck, and I was like, I saw Zap's list, and he's like, no, let me show you my list. And I was like, oh, okay. It's like, big guy over here. And then he showed it to me, and he was like telling me all the card choices and like, explaining everything. And I was like, bro, this is insane. And he was supposed to team with us the next day, and then he wasn't anymore. And I was like, I messaged him. I was like, yo, let me borrow this deck for Team Wars. I want to play it so bad. And he didn't get back to me in time.
But... like, Toa is like really, really fun, and I feel like the build that me and Neil collabed on is just, it's probably like 95% there. There's like a couple tweaks and a couple ratios that you can mess around with.
Sure.
But it's like it's almost 100% perfect, and like we barely, I think he may have whiffed like maybe once or twice the whole like 2 days.
Yeah, the whole 2 days I only whiffed once.
That's insane.
Yeah, like I think on mine, because my ratios were a lot different, I think I probably whiffed like maybe like 4 times both day one and top cut. So you can show like just changing the ratios like added that much more consistency to the front side.
Right. And that was really important to me, because you don't get any draws on the backside. So you need every card you can get between your one drops drawing, between Vegeta giving you cards. Like, you need everything you can get, because you're not getting anything later in the game.
Exactly. Like, the turns that you do whiff, you need those whiffs to be purposeful. Like, oh, I see a 7-drop mirror, but I know I have like one charge and one in hand. Okay, I'm going to purposely whiff this time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So, needless to say, I don't know how comfortable you felt about the deck going into Columbus, Isaiah, but Neil, you felt pretty good going into
For the Richmond? Most part, I literally spent like the week leading up to it, so like the week in between Columbus and Richmond, I was like, all right, I need to narrow down my 4 deck choices, and then I narrowed it down to 2, and then I just jammed a bunch of games with Toa, and I lost a bunch of games with Toa. But like everything, but that's the thing. Like, Toa is actually a really hard deck to play, because you have to have everything set up. So that, like, you need that practice. You can't just, I mean, sure, anyone can just take the deck and just show up and just win, but like this deck in particular, you need to make sure that like your 7 drops are where they need to be, that Toa is where it needs to be, that like that you like mulligan correctly for every single matchup. Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous, all the micromanaging you kind of have to do.
Yeah, because I think like it even boils down to like how hard, like when is the right time to play the time break, like, because like there are times like against Kidku or like turn 2 and turn 3, you need to potentially have like 10 cards in your warp going into their turn. So it's like, do I not shuffle back with Regulator? Do I shuffle back with Regulator when I use the Power Burst? Do I grab the 1-drop? Do I not grab the 1-drop? Like, there's like little room for error to play a deck like Toa, and I think that's why you don't see too many people. You see like one or two in top cuts, because those are the people that are making the least amount of error.
Right, it's very high skill, high reward. So like one little mistake can snowball to you just losing the game on the spot, and the same thing on the flip side. It's just like every single thing you do right, you just snowball so far that it's just hard for your opponent to come back.
Exactly.
It's that very tempo based.
Ah, sounds sweet.
It is a lot of fun though.
Yeah, it sounds like a Magic deck. In all honesty, I don't know.
It's 100% a Magic deck. That was the main reason that I played it. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna put 2 cards under my deck, draw 2, Toki shuffle. That's a Magic deck.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's like, you keep talking about it. I'm like, I should really just play this deck, because I really like Magic, but the price is a little too high for me to play. So this is just like, make the investment, just buy Vegeta's and then get over it. But
yeah, so like Vegeta's are probably currently the best investment to make in the game right now.
Yeah.
You said Vegeta's are the best set? Investment?
Right now, like, he's one of, if not the best investment to make in the game. Because once you have a playset, you're pretty much set for any overall base deck from the past onto.
Yeah, and especially with set 7, like, black leaders are super pushed.
Demigra plus Toki City is probably, if not a very strong tier 1 leader. He becomes like at least a tier like 1.5 or tier 2.
We're breaking that deck. I'm already looking.
I was testing last night. I was playing a really janky. I don't even want to say it. I was playing a really, really, really janky Goku Black deck that would like ramp, and then you'd like play Mass Replication, make a bunch of tokens, and then play Kikino to neg them. And then replace the Mass Replication with M2, so you can swing with them. It was crazy. Yeah, I know. It didn't go too well. But my friend was playing Demigra, and he was playing Toki City, And I was just, it was insane. I was like, wow, this is really rough. And like the Vegeta put in a lot of work, and that the big play where he just goes and plays two Overwhelm cards in one turn, you're just like, oh man, what is going
You
on?
see, and that's the thing too that a lot of people don't understand. Like, when it comes to leaders that use Overwhelm, there's like, you're gonna see a lot more like really high skilled players using like black leaders because they take so much like more skill to play than your normal blue leader. So I can put Senzu, like, there's just so much that goes into everything.
Yeah, a lot of decks we've had in the past, you just kind of get, you don't get
Yeah, they like
punished.
they have like
You don't get punished for misplaying. Like we've had SS3 the whole time, and you just untap three at the end of your
oh
turn,
yeah,
and you don't care.
super value. Yeah,
Mecha, you could play extra cards for free on your opponent's turn. It's just
yep,
been that type
you
of
got
thing. So,
exactly.
yeah. Even Soul Striker, you can untap one, two energy. Have your bean opened,
Yeah,
whatever. The game was a little different back then,
exactly. Like, yeah,
yeah.
like, and Demigra is one of those leaders that takes even more skill to play because you don't have access to color except for black.
Yeah, you're just stuck, so.
Yeah, so you have to make like your deck building has to be like on point when you build like for Demigra or black leaders because you don't have the room to splash a lot of those extra colors.
Yeah. It'll be, it
Yeah, let
definitely.
alone put a sideboard together.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be interesting moving forward. And it looks like they just keep releasing more and more support for black, which is really exciting because these decks look amazing. They feel like magic decks. So I think that's sweet. We need more of that in this game, in all honesty. But
Yeah.
for sure.
I mean, set seven, I think is not the, it's not a set four where they introduce an entire like archetype or an entire mechanic like swap, where it changes the entire like format and introduces like a whole deck that just takes over 100%. But
Yeah,
it's
so it's
one of
more
those
of a
things where like,
supplemental set.
yeah, like
Yeah.
it gave every color like counterplays. It gave every color like really good negates. Like, it's one of those sets that's like designed for a really good main set that's for support. Like,
Yeah.
it makes the game. Yeah, set seven is the interactive set,
I think it's a
minus that
really good
Paladin
set
Deku.
moving forward. I think this is the best set we'll see for like moving the game forward past, you know,
Yeah,
a lot of the toxic
that's like,
stuff we had, like minus Killie's Own, that was really awful. Shugesh was
yeah.
awful. Like we start seeing them, you know, ban these huge problem cards that made the game really toxic, and then we're seeing more
Right.
interaction with counterplay, so it's really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful for the game. I don't know about you guys, but
Oh no, I'm
Oh yeah.
stoked.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan of them power creeping the hell out of full power, or was it the full power energy with that negate?
Yeah.
It's like basically a full power energy you can activate from the turn. I'm like,
Yeah, that's
all right,
crazy.
guys, cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right, so moving on from that, Neil has had a finals appearance. He's had a finals experience, I guess we'll call it. He came into the Discord, the 3XG Discord, and I think you messaged and you're like, sorry guys, the nerves got to me. I couldn't do it. Or something like that. Or I
It was
couldn't.
something like that.
Yeah, it was something along the lines of that. I don't think it was I couldn't do it, but you definitely said the nerves affected how you played. I think we've all actually been in the finals. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys want to one at a time both share all of our experiences of playing in the finals. Like what goes through your head? I don't know. I think it'll be good to cover, but it's like really weird.
I
But
mean, how, I think, like, because when I was on stream at Charlotte, that was my first time actually being on stream, and
wow.
I was on stream from top eight all the way to finals. Like, they didn't move me at all.
Oh,
So, like,
okay.
yeah, like, that was my first time, like, playing out a full, well, no, I played out top cuts before, but I was never on stream,
Yeah.
and the nerves are there, and some people handle it differently. Like, you know, for me personally, I handle like stressful situations a lot better than others. But you are stressed because you got cameras watching you, you got cameras in your fit, like in one angle, you got another camera behind you, you got a judge sitting next to you, you got, you know, people rooting for you from the sidelines. It's just a crazy jumbled mess, but
That kind of no, go ahead.
I was just gonna add on that I basically had a similar experience. It was like, it's my first time on stream. I I've been in those chat rooms. Everybody is a stray savage, so that was like the first thing that was on my mind. I'm gonna mess up on stream, and they're never gonna let me live it down. So that was kind of what was going on in my mind. It was like, I need to make sure I like clenched up, because like I can't make a single mistake, and then me trying to make sure that I don't make a mistake, I just made all the mistakes possible.
Yeah. Well, you also have to think about how long you've been playing. I know personally, in DC, we were playing for 11, 12 hours at that point. I was shot.
Yeah.
Misplays were bound to happen. Like, my opponent shuffled his drop area back into his deck when I Zenoed him. So, it was just... Oh. It was, dude, yeah, it was pretty bad. But stuff like that happens, though, man. It just
does. I mean, it's not like you, you know... Pick the card out of your warp, shuffled it, and then present it to your opponent.
Yeah.
That was bad. Mine was definitely like when I played against, I think it was top four against that slug dude. And I don't know why. I completely blanked out and tunnel visioned. I charged a Kid Goku, and then I played my Kid Goku into his preemptive strike. And I'm just like, I looked in my hand, and I was like, I don't have another Kid Goku or a ball. I'm like, why did I charge this Kid Goku? I'm like, what am I doing?
No, but I think the people, what Neil said about the chats is, I don't think some of these people understand how long and how tired you are after playing. Like, being on stream is exhausting. I don't know about you guys, but it's exhausting. Yeah. It's super stressful.
It really is.
Like, you have so much noise.
The moment that I entered in Top Cut in the previous event, I was like, hold on a second. I'm Toa. They're going to want me on stream, like, every single round. But because the open was still going on, they didn't. Because, like, my opponent was Travis, and he was playing Pan. So I was, like, for sure, it was like, oh, we're just going to be here all day with either one of us. So.
Yeah, and see, like, that was another thing too. Like, I think the only difference between maybe Neil's and yours, Corbin, was my top cut was from literally like the full day of playing, because we played at Charlotte. Sunday was the singles event. Yeah, and so I played the full I think 5 or 6 rounds of Swiss, and then I did the full top 16 all the way to the finals too.
Yeah, so that's the same thing that happened for me in DC. We played 7 rounds of Swiss, and then it cut to top 8, I think. And then we just played it out right away. I didn't get back to my hotel until 2 a.m. It was just ridiculous.
And I think after the finals, like, we just left the venue and drove straight back to Georgia. So that was like another 4-hour drive, like,
that's
on top
crazy.
Of after playing the whole day. Like, we didn't get back until maybe like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah, because I remember we were driving home and someone messaged me and they're like, yo, Isaiah's on stream. He's in top 8. I was like, yo, lit. I was like, now I don't feel bad because I lost him. So we were all watching it, but Neil, how was it for you? Was it one straight day? I think it was one straight day, right?
It was really weird because for whatever reason they cut it to only 4 rounds.
We don't have to go on to that. We don't have to cover that. But see, I think what we did stay up like almost the entire drive up there, so we were basically exhausted from like the drive before, so we lucked up that the tournament started at like 12 or 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and so we basically drove all the way there. I got like maybe a half hour sleep before the event, and we just rode right in to do the doing the round. And so like when I went into my last match, I was like, all right, I'm at table 4, I'm undefeated. This tournament's pretty weird, but I'm pretty sure whether I win or lose, I get into top 16. So I wasn't too worried about it.
But yeah.
So I was able to like ease up a little bit after that.
But I mean, just playing like top 16, like just playing like in the top cut in general with like, cause there was a very large amount of like good players there, right, at Richmond. Yeah. So like, even if you got like sweep the night before, you know that almost every opponent that you play against in top cut, like, cause this top cut had like both Hill Twins, Sublet, Travis, I think it had who was it? Butters. We had like a lot of
crazy.
Really,
it was really crazy. Players.
Yeah. So like on top of like you having to play on stream, make sure your plays are good, unless you're gonna be like straight pounded. You gotta like play to the best of your ability against your opponents, because you know that they're top players and they're not going to make mistakes either.
Yeah,
exactly. Not only the top players, but they're like top players in like playing the deck that they specialize in.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Sublet
is like the U7 players. Like Travis is the Pan player, and like Butters is one of the two the Janemba players. So it was like really like scary. Yeah. Like just look, it's like all right. And again, the Hillsons are just the Hillsons. They're just like beasts of whatever deck they play. So like,
exactly.
It was just like all over the place. So it was just like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the simplest piece of advice you can give someone going into top cut is just stay calm. You played those rounds of Swiss. Yeah. Sure, you had like nail biting games where you get super nervous, but you just have to carry like what you did from Swiss into top cut, and sometimes people, I don't know, they freak out. It's kind of weird, but it's totally understandable. Yeah.
Well, one thing that really helped me was that, like, as soon as the round was done, like, the next round was just ready to go. So I didn't even have time to, like, think or process of just, like, what goes on. I just had to, like, all right, we just got to focus again, just play the next match.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, like I said, I don't want to keep you guys too long. So, I think we're going to end it here. You guys can do your shout outs. The floor is yours.
I think we.
You did
I
yours
think
in
we
the
both
beginning.
Honestly have the same shout outs.
Oh, well, if you guys want to do them together, go for it. Also, just quick, but I will be posting. Neil, do you have your deck profile up somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Just send me the link, and then I'm going to put it in the description of this video. So if you're looking for that, it'll be down in the description. And the floor is yours.
Yeah, I think, to let Neil have the floor, because, he just had the best placing and the second place. I don't want to overshadow him, so I'll let him do all the shout-outs.
That's fine.
All right, floor is yours, Neil.
I mean, you can chime in if you need to, but... I mean, shout out to Team Dabbers for, helping us out and making sure that we got what we need to make sure that we get to the events that we go to. The Dabbers LLC YouTube page, that's where all of our stuff is usually going to be. Shout out to Eric for being an amazing opponent and pretty much everyone in top 16 that I played. Shout out to Butters and Travis. They were amazing opponents too and really, really cool. Anyone else you want to add, Isaiah?
I guess shout outs definitely like to Kyle, Non, Sam, they, those are our buddies, our other teammates.
Yeah. As a teammate, like putting us through the gauntlet and just jamming games in every day.
Oh my god, yes. They always have that little screenshot of me telling them I'm not gonna play trash decks when I think of a trash deck. I think, other than that, just the typical, definitely shout out to, Scrub Fam, 3XG, Corbin for, helping us out and doing the podcast and stuff.
Nah, you guys are doing wonders for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I think that's it for us. Oh, I don't know if we're allowed, if you know, if we're not allowed to say this, you know, you can just edit it out, whatever, but we are also potentially going to be starting our own not podcast, but a Patreon.
I wanted it. So y'all are good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, we'll be starting our own Patreon, you know, pretty soon, having, you know, some type of content in there as well. So, you know, we'll definitely keep up with 3X and have some cheap tiers for everybody as well. So yeah, you can be a part of both of them. Have some dollars and twos and threes for everybody. So you can be a part of both of our tiers and we can do collabs.
Yo, I'm so down. Let's do it.
Oh, bet.
You got me hooked already. All right. Well, is that all, guys?
Yeah, that's it for us.
All right. So thank you to both of you for doing this again. Really appreciate you guys taking out the time. And that's it. Next episode is probably going to be with Android and Eggman. I got to definitely see. Might be something else going on in between that. But thanks to both of you again. And have a great day, everybody. All right, Neil, go for it.
Okay, bye.